Brian Roberts, frontman of Ha Ha Tonka, is our guest tonight. They're a rock band from West Plains, Missouri, whose new album Lessons is in stores now. I talked with Brian about their recent trek to the UK, Metallica, and more. Brian, how's it going?
Doing pretty good. Just cruising across the state of Ohio.
Are you guys on tour?
We're on tour right now. We're playing in Marietta, Ohio tonight.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it'll be our first time there.
I've seen that you guys have been playing a lot of like really strange converted places lately. Like you played a bank and you played a museum and stuff. Are those venues that you're searching out, or is there like a big push to convert weird things into rock venues that I wasn't aware of?
It's not that we're seeking them out, although we definitely enjoy playing them. It's really just, you know, luck of the draw. I think those places are still few and far between, but they're becoming a bit more common. Because it, you know, makes for a unique concert experience. And I think that, you know, that probably helps in the markets that they're located in, because, you know, some people may not even know the band that's playing. They just come and see a concert in an old barn or in a converted bank or in a converted church.
They just say, you know, it doesn't even matter. I just think it'd be fun to see a concert at a weird bank.
Yeah. Oh, that place in the UK, it was an amazing venue.
How do you even set up in a bank? Is the vault still there and everything?
No. The bank is closed down, and these people have bought it, and they made it into a concert venue. It's also a restaurant, cafe.
Huh.
In a small village in Suffolk County, England.
You guys just got back from a European tour. Was that the first time you guys were over there performing?
No, it's actually our third time doing a tour over there.
Are you guys picking up like a following over there, or?
Yeah, you know, in some countries better than others, but it's getting better.
Because I remember reading somewhere that Kings of Leon were really big in Europe way before they picked up here.
Right. And yeah, they definitely broke in the UK before they broke big over here.
The Bloodhound Gang are like the biggest band in Europe. Were the crowds any different when you were in Europe? Did you notice any weird quirks or anything that was unusual?
Like, from country to country, it varies. So, like, in Spain, it's just really rowdy and boisterous, you know, extremely loud. You know, they like to make a lot of noise themselves.
Like heckling?
Like, no, you know, they just, like...
Just excitement?
If they don't know the lyrics, yeah, they're really excited. They'll just sing the guitar riff, or, you know, they'll start chanting the best, you know, the best crowd you could possibly hope for. And this isn't applied in any other country, but then in other countries like the Netherlands, you know, it can be very subdued. They clap a lot for a long time. Don't make, you know, a lot of noise otherwise.
They just do a lot of clapping?
They just do a lot of clapping. You know, clap.
Like clapping along to the beat or applauding at the end of a...
No, applying at the end of the song, and, you know, it just that will go on for a while.
And do you guys just stand there like goofs looking at them, like... All right.
Well, you know, eventually you kind of get into the rhythm of it. You're like, kind of run it into the next song so that you can build some momentum.
I'm a St. Louis guy, so I'm. You guys are from like right around Camdenton, right?
You know, where the park is based at Ohio Tonka State Park. So three of us are originally from West Plains, Missouri, and then our guitar player is originally from Lee Summit, Missouri.
So you guys have a mixture of Cardinals and Royals fans.
Yeah, it's 3-1. I don't know if you can call it a mixture, but there's one outlier, one exception to the rule.
Is there any chance of him ever converting, or no?
No chance whatsoever. I've tried to convert him, but he's addicted to losing.
Well, the Ha Ha Tonka is named after, I think you just mentioned it, named after like a state park in the area around your hometown. Is there any other band names that you kicked around before you settled on that one?
Yeah, you know, quite a few. I can't really remember what they were off the top of my head, but I'm sure we were debating over a few of them.
Were they all based somewhat on where you live, or
like geographical names? No, I don't. I can't recall exactly what was, you know, like the finalist. You know, it's nice to set on something that whenever we're on tour, we can talk about. You know, like, oh, this is where we're from. There, it's got the Ozarks.
Right.
Place at Ha Tonka State Park, so you know, it's nice to be able to talk about home in that respect.
since I was introduced to you guys by a friend of mine, I've noticed your music featured on Catfish like 5 different times. Is one of the producers of that show like your biggest fan?
I don't know. I've wondered that myself, but you know, we appreciate it. That's for sure.
How does that happen? Do they call you and ask you permission, or do you seek that out? Or
yeah, you know, it gets into the technicalities of the music industry. So we have, you know, a company that takes care of commercials and whatnot, and downtown music in New York. So they have to coordinate with them and get permission, and then, you know, they work it all out.
Do you have people that come up to you and tell you they discovered you through a TV show or a commercial or something like that?
Actually, yes. We won a particular show and that we did a few years ago, I think it was 2011, we were on No Reservations with Anthony Bourdain.
Oh.
And I don't think that there's only been a handful of shows that we've done since then that somebody has come up and said, hey, I discovered you guys by watching Anthony Bourdain. So that show definitely helped a lot.
This is a weird question, but I saw a documentary a while back called Mistaken for Strangers, which was kind of a backstage account of a tour by the band The National. And
I watched that.
Oh, did you see that movie?
That. No, I haven't seen it, but it's on my to-see list.
Yeah, it's great. But one of the questions the guy asked of the band members, it interested me, so I've been asking it to people. And I've been trying to like seek it out when I go to shows. I kind of look it out. When you go on stage, do you keep your wallet on you?
You carry your wallet with you on stage?
Yeah.
I don't. Like, I usually empty my pockets so they're not, like, jingling change, you know.
That's been the common answer.
A cell phone going off or something like that, I wouldn't want that to happen. So, yeah, I usually leave everything backstage.
So you empty out your pockets.
Yeah, please take notes. All of our wallets, phones, computers are backstage.
The guy asked it, and since he's asked it, whenever I go to a show, I'm trying to scope out the guy's back pocket and see what's going on. I'm curious now. So,
I don't know what most people do, but I don't.
Yeah, your music it seems to keep kind of getting bigger and bigger, like fuller, and you have like strings and orchestra arrangements on your new album a lot and stuff. Have you guys considered doing something like Metallica's S&M album? Maybe like revisiting some of your older songs in a live setting with like a backing orchestra or something like that?
I think that'd be awesome. Like, it's logistically tough and, you know, very expensive to tour with something like that.
I remember that album when it came out, how cool it was, and I'm irritated that no one else has ever done that. I guess there's not many Metallicas that could pull that off.
Metallica probably works with a little different budget than we work with. That's a guess, you know. Yeah, they could be driving around in a Ford or Econoline van. I don't know. Probably not.
Probably.
For this summer tour and for our last tour, added another musician, James Clear, who is with the Spring Standards. And so he does a lot of, like, you know, the filling out the strings on a keyboard and the, you know, additional guitar parts.
So he's like a multi-instrumentalist that's kind of in the background doing a whole bunch of stuff?
Saying the least. It's amazing to watch his setup and what he adds to the song.
Where do you find a guy like that? Do you, like, put a search out on Craigslist or something? Because I imagine those guys are probably pretty hard to find.
They are very hard to find. And it is really just happenstance. We toured with the Spring Standards and the Elements for years. And it just worked out. Like, he recorded some of the organ parts and piano parts on the record when we were in New York. So it just kind of, you know, made sense. Like, we were going to bring somebody out. Like, bring out a bro that helped record the record. So,
how are you designated as, like, the person that gets to do stuff like this? Are you just automatically that person because you're the vocalist of the band?
No, you know, we all do interviews. I'm also probably the most long-winded. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Do you have something that you want to plug? I guess you're doing tour dates now.
Yeah, we're on tour right now. You know, in support of our new record list, and we'll be on tour throughout this entire month.
U.S. dates.
Yeah. Oh, the dates kind of wind away up in New England and down the Eastern Seaboard, and then, you know, back across Appalachia. Croatia, finishing up the last tour. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, any possible social media site you can imagine, we're on it.
As they invent new ones, you start making new accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, thank you so much for doing this, Brian. And
no problem.
Look forward to talking to you soon when, like, a new album comes out or something.
You bet. You bet. We're going to be in St. Louis for a Thanksgiving show. I don't know if you're going to go back there for your family there.
You said Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we'll be doing a big Thanksgiving weekend show at Off-Broadway on the Friday of Thanksgiving weekend.
I'm there, man.
Awesome. Kind of a tradition of ours now. We've done it for 3 or 4 years in a row where we do Kansas City on the Wednesday night of Thanksgiving, and then, you know, Thanksgiving with our families, and then Friday St. Louis, Saturday Chicago.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, thanks again for doing this, and yeah, talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much.